Yesterday on the show, we told you about the serious shortage of doctors that our state is facing. Right now, we need more than 400 primary care physicians in Arizona to fill the state's needs and more than 200 psychiatrists. The show's Lauren Gilger has been digging into this issue and joins us now. And Lauren, what areas are most in need?
Geographically, it's most of the state that's in what's called a health professional shortage area. But it's especially tough to find doctors to work in rural areas like tribal lands and in some urban areas as well. And like you pointed out, there are also shortages in certain fields, especially primary care physicians and psychiatrists.
So what's the state doing to try to attract physicians to fill the gaps?
Right. So I sat down with Anna Rossetti, the workforce section manager with the Arizona Department of Health Services. She oversees several programs that are trying to bring in doctors to these areas and into these fields.
Even though there's enough physicians in an area, there may not be enough physicians that are serving the underserved or the low-income population.
The health department administers a tuition reimbursement program for doctors and advanced practice providers like nurse practitioners and mental health providers. So if a doctor commits to working for 2 years in an underserved area, they can get up to $65,000 of their student loans paid. And they also oversee a visa program for foreign doctors who are willing to work for at least 3 years in one of those areas in need. So I went to St. Joseph's Hospital in Central Phoenix to meet one of those doctors. He's from Syria, and he's working here helping underserved people in the valley.
What's the name here?
Dr. Majd Al-Farjad is sitting at a computer in a tiny office near the emergency department at St. Joseph's Hospital in Central Phoenix.
And we'll go see the last one, which is in 506. Okay.
Putting in an order for his last patient of the day.
All right, we can go see him.
He's an internal medicine physician here, essentially a general practitioner for patients who come to the emergency room and need to be admitted for further care.
Hello. Yep. How are you?
Good. Dr. Al-Farjad here, the medical doctor. I'm good.
They told me you came here with some left leg infection.
Yep.
All right. How did this happen?
In a car accident.
Internal medicine physicians are primary care providers that we don't have enough of in Arizona.
You deal with everything.
And St. Joseph's in Central Phoenix is an underserved area of the state where there aren't enough doctors to serve the number of people in need.
A lot of uninsured people. We get a lot of people from the shelter, from CAS, from Circle of the City, versus somebody who's practicing like in Scottsdale. It's a completely different population.
And that's why Al-Farjad is here. He's one of 30 physicians a year in the state who are granted what's called a J-1 visa waiver. They're foreign doctors who qualify for this federal program and agree to work in an area designated as a health professional shortage area or a medically underserved area for at least 3 years. And for Al-Farjad, it's opened some important doors.
I mean, medicine is definitely the best in the state, you know, in terms of all the new research, the training is the best. I wouldn't have the same opportunity should I stay in Syria.
The visa is part of the National Interest Waiver Programs, and when a doctor has completed their commitment, they can either go back to their home country for 2 years or get a sponsoring employer to get them a work authorization permit.
How bad is the pain if you want to rate it from 0 to 10?
It's probably about 4 or 5.
Al-Farjad has worked in Phoenix for 3 years now. In just a few weeks, he'll be able to apply for his green card. But he says the whole time, he's never felt all that foreign here.
I think people overall, they're used to foreign doctors. If you're good, you prove that you're good. It doesn't matter where you're from.
And with a war raging in Syria, he says he doesn't have much of a home to go back to.
It's going to be always my country, but it's unfortunate now. That's probably, on my generation, it's not going to get better. This is probably going to be my home.
Al-Farjad is planning to do a fellowship next, hopefully in Tucson. And he says he feels like he's been able to make a real difference here in his adopted country.
It is rewarding.
Last month, the family came in with their father, who was suffering from dementia.
We can't do a lot in terms of treating the disease itself, but you can do a lot about educating the family, letting them know what's the prognosis, how this disease is going to progress.
Often, nobody's ever taken the time to explain it to them, he says. So he did.
It doesn't have to be a big thing. You know, I'm not a surgeon. I don't do like big surgeries, but it's simple things sometimes. Yeah.
For the show, I'm Lauren Gilger.